Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. No cases of avian influenza have been reported in North America. Nevertheless, our government is taking steps to prepare for and minimize the potential impact of an occurrence in the U.S. should it be found. Wildlife agencies, including Texas Parks and Wildlife, are sampling migrating waterfowl and shorebirds for avian influenza to prevent potential outbreaks before they happen.
We're looking at using department staff to go out and collect the birds, whether it be live trap, through hunting exercises, whatever.
Dave Morrison is waterfowl program leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Since migrating waterfowl overwinter throughout our state, Texas must collect 1,000 samples, the swabs from which go to labs and are tested for avian influenza viruses.
This is part of a national surveillance project. It does not mean that the bird flu has been found.
It's just an early detection and surveillance project in which hunters may be asked to participate.
So if you happen to be hunting on a public wildlife management area and you're asked, can we sample your birds? Don't panic. This is just an ongoing effort, and so just be comfortable in the fact that we are actually looking for it.
There's more information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, supported by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, hunting, shooting, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.